Geo. Geo. I'm going to talk for just a few minutes because we've heard from a lot of people share their stories recently. Geo is one of many. And all of their stories are unique and special, but I also noticed some common themes throughout all their stories. Notice when Gio got up here and he said, "I'm going to share my story with you all," he didn't start out with all the hard work he put in to get to where he is today. He didn't, like, Gio worked hard to get to Rutgers. He did. I know he did. Because I through conversations with him over the past 4 years of him being in high school, he worked hard to get to Rutgers. You did. He didn't mention that. He didn't mention how hard he worked to endure those years of suffering and trying to overcome depression and anxiety. He talked about just the suffering that it caused, but not all the work he put in to try to avoid it or escape it. He didn't talk about all the work and accomplishments, and he probably has a lot of trophies at home from Little League Baseball, maybe. He didn't get up here and talk about how great he was, but what Gio began with was how weak he was, where his weakness was. Gio's story, but also listening to all these stories kind of reminded me, I was thinking today, and it reminds me a little bit of Stranger Things. I'm going to spoil Stranger Things, okay? If you haven't seen, I'm going to spoil it, and I don't care, because you should have seen it by now if you're going to watch it, okay? But there is this girl named Eleven. Well, there's these friends, right? It's like Mike, and, you know, the other one's Will, and Lucas, and, you know, that other one, but the Dustin, Dusty, what do they call him? What does the girlfriend call him? Like Dusty, Dusty Bun, yeah. Never ending story. Right? That's the one, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's these friends, and then one of their friends, Will, goes missing. One of their friends goes missing, and they could have just avoided it or stayed away from it, but instead they actually embrace it and they go searching for their friend. And in the midst of that search for their friend, they uncover this whole journey that takes them on. And they finally come to this, they find this special girl with special powers named Eleven, who they call Elle. And over, is it 5 seasons or 6 seasons? Was it the 5th season, right? So the last season just came out last year. And at the end of this story, Eleven, Elle, she's a super powerful person who the government and all these people are searching for to use her powers for evil. And they're just going to keep searching for her and searching for her for evil. But she keeps trying to fight back against them. Eleven keeps trying to fight back and keep trying to fight back and use her power to fight back. And then in the last episode, instead of fighting back, what Elle realizes in order to really defeat evil is to surrender to her weakness, to say, "I'm not powerful enough to defeat this weakness." And so what she does is she actually lays her life down and she shuts herself off and cuts herself off from all her friends, and basically she dies. And it's up in the air if she's dead or not, but she dies and she shuts herself off from everything so that the evil people can't have her anymore. She surrenders to her weakness. She says, "I'm not strong enough to overcome them, so I just surrender and I'm going to take myself out and I'm going to instead just lay my life down." And I think this, in a sense, that's the most powerful part of that story, is Eleven laying her life down. Just like it's the most powerful part of any testimony that we've heard, is people laying their life down and embracing their weakness. I'm not talking about the ways that they have overcome themselves, but the ways that they have actually embraced their weakness and surrendered themselves. And Paul actually talks about this in 2 Corinthians 12. Paul, if you know who Paul is, I was asking you, some of you, like, who's the best character in the Bible besides Jesus? You know, Chuck had a good point about John, but also Paul is a very, very well-known character in the Bible because he had this encounter with Jesus where literally Jesus appeared to him in this bright light. And then he goes on and he's like one of the probably greatest missionaries to ever exist, Paul. He started so many ministries and had so many people convert, and he preached the gospel. He was famous for that. And so Paul had so many reasons to brag about all these things. But instead, what does he say? He says, "I'm not going to brag about myself, but instead I'm going to talk about my weakness." In 2 Corinthians 12, he talks about this thorn that was in his flesh or in his side, this thing that was bugging him. We don't really know what it is. People hypothesize or guess what it is, much like they guess if Eleven is alive still. So we just have guesses. We don't know exactly what this thorn in the flesh was. But instead, Paul says he pleaded with God. He says, "God, please take this thorn away from me. Take this weakness away from me." But this is what God said to him. These words in my Bible are in red, because some Bibles have like the words of Jesus in red. And so these words are in red. This is Jesus talking to Paul. This is what Jesus says in verse 9 in verse 9 of 2 Corinthians 12. Paul's like, God, take this weakness away from me. And God says this, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And then Paul goes on and he says, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecution, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Just like Gio started out a story with weakness, just like we heard from Steli sharing about her story and talking about the weakness in her life, just like we heard so many others share their stories and they talked about their own weakness, Paul starts his story with weakness as well. And I think this is where we find God. We find God in weakness. We don't find God in the rich and powerful and mighty and strong and the people who have it all put together, but we find God in weakness. But I think our tendency is probably we tend to look for God in the other places. Instead of looking in the weak places of our own lives and of the world, we look in the most powerful places and the most put together places. But Paul talks about this in 2 Corinthians 12. He says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect, not in strength, not in your strength, not in your overcoming, but in weakness. My power is made perfect in weakness. That's where God's power is perfected. So what do we learn from God, or what do we learn from Gio's story, from Steli's story, from Adriana shared her story once, Luke shared her story. Soo-jung, wait, you shared your story. I was trying to remember that you did share your story. Sean, Chuck, never shared a story. He's going too soon. Don't worry about it. Possibly. Stay tuned. Caleb, shared a story. There's so many of us in this room that have shared our story. And what can we learn from all these stories is that God's power is made perfect in weakness. The place that we find God is in weakness. So if you, I know this is kind of an oxymoron, but if you want to find God, if you want to know God's presence, don't go looking in power, but go looking in weakness. The weakness in your own life. As you reflect on your own life, just like Gio just did for us, as you reflect on your own life, what are the places in your life that you feel most helpless? Where do you feel most helpless and most weak, most vulnerable? Look for God there. Share those with someone. Share those with God. Because God is not going to meet you with shame, but God is going to meet you with care and love and power in those places. But also, we can look for God in the weakness, not just in ourselves, but in the weakness of the world. And I even think just, as you're at school, probably the places we feel most drawn to are the people who have it put together and who are funny and who are liked. But I think the place that we can probably most find God is in the outcasts, is in the poor, is in the people who are looked down upon. Go to those places, go to those people, because I think that you will find God there in the weak places, in the weak people, in ourselves and in others. And you know what? Jesus, we don't just learn this from Paul, but we actually learn this from the life of Jesus, right? Who is Jesus? Jesus actually became weak. Jesus is God, right? We believe that Jesus is God. But then what does Jesus do? Jesus actually takes on a dying body. Jesus takes on a body that is growing and getting older, and he probably got sore as he got older, and then actually he and his body starts to fail, but also then he dies on a cross. Jesus takes on a body that is vulnerable and that can die. And that's where we find weakness. Jesus demonstrates it in his own life. But also, where does Jesus spend his time? Jesus spends his time talking to Pharisees, the people who look like they have it put together. But a lot of the time, I think Jesus spends his time with the people who are weak, who can't see, who can't walk, who are sick, who are looked down upon, the outcasts. That's where Jesus spends the majority of his time, with those people. Even the disciples he calls, they're not the ones who have it all put together, but they are weak and not put together. So we know that we can find God in the midst of weakness, because this is actually where we find Jesus. We know that we can find God in the midst of weakness because this is where we find Jesus time and time again. So don't be afraid of your weakness. Don't run away from it. Don't hide it, but embrace it and bring it to Jesus, because that is where we find God, in the midst of weakness. Let me pray. And you know what? We're going to do one more song. And if you're right here, you can totally go. But also, I just encourage you to stay as we sing this last song. God, I thank you just for your great love, for your power that is made perfect in weakness. God, would you help us as we just reflect on our lives? Would you help us not to run away from our weakness, not to run away from our sin or the weakness of this world, but to move towards it, to face it, knowing that your power is made perfect and will be clearly displayed and perfected in the midst of weakness. God, we look to you. We look to Jesus. We look to our Savior and our King to find power in the midst of weakness. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to stand and sing "You Hold It All." And I think this song is especially important as we think about our weakness, as we think about... Oh, hey, guys.
I forced you to do it.
Good.
Yeah, good job. Good job encouraging.
Yeah. But I think the song, it's all about how Jesus holds every part of our lives. God holds every part of our lives. There's no part of our life that God does not hold. He holds our depression, our anxiety, the times that we have been looked down upon, the times that we are afraid, the times that we feel like we just can't do it anymore. God is with us in the middle of those times. God is with you right now in the middle of your weakness. So as we sing this, let's sing and try to believe it. And if we don't believe it, let's pray and ask God, God, help us to believe that you do hold it all. And this is how your power is displayed. God, we bring you the word of our name. God, we thank you for Gio's story. We thank you for the ways that you have worked and have been faithful and will continue and are continuing to work and continue to be faithful. God, would it be an encouragement and inspiration to us? Just like Gio had others in his life who were an inspiration and encouragement to him in his faith, God, would Gio's faith, and especially your faithfulness in his life, be an encouragement and inspiration to us to face weakness, to embrace it and not run away from it, but embrace it so that we might carry it to you and lay it down at your feet. God, we trust you with our weakness. Would you help us to trust you more and more with our lives, with every part of our lives, our joys and our sorrows and our weakness. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.